Yet Alexandria was destroyed, this copy thus survived. Now, ironically, the very zealotry that had condemned so many of Alexandria's books would save it. When the Patriarch of Alexandria had the Patriarch of Constantinople declared a heretic, his followers had taken this copy of the Geographia with them into their desert exile. There it had been translated into Syriac, and then later into Arabic. The original copy had, of course, long since perished, but a few of those Arabic translations survived. The last of those had then, somehow, found its way into a bookseller's stock, and was now in Maximus Planudi's hands. The copy of the Geographia the monk now so fiercely bartered for was not complete, at least not in the way that he wished it to be, for there was a text, but no maps. We cannot be sure now that Ptolemy's original version even had maps, but that was what Maximus Planudes wanted, and having secured his prize, he returned to the monastery at Cora, where he began the painstaking task of noting all the details in the text and turning them back into the thing he craved, a series of maps. Soon a new rumour was flying around the Mediterranean. Planudes had a map of the world, Ptolemy's map of the world. The story came to the ears of the Byzantine emperor Andronicus II Palaeologus, who ordered a copy made for himself. Soon